Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite warm this evening. In Tel Aviv, expect mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is slightly cooler, but still pleasant. Haifa is seeing clear skies, making it a great night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel is awaiting a U.S. green light to strike Iran following the discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store near Metula. Also, Mariv reported 3 hours ago that Lebanon has ignited tensions as the IDF discovered a Hezbollah tunnel inside a clothing store in southern Lebanon, along with reports of an Israeli drone strike. Also this hour, The Times of Israel says President Trump claimed earlier today he ordered the U.S. Navy to shoot and kill boats mining the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, JTA reported 4 hours ago on the depths of Tel Aviv's bus station, which has become a fragile refuge for foreign workers during the Iran war. And finally, JNS reported 9 hours ago that Hezbollah fired an anti-tank missile at Israeli troops in southern Lebanon, despite a ceasefire agreement mediated by U.S. President Donald Trump. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24News_EN posted just minutes ago that Iran believes even moderate damage could cause Europeans, Asians, and Americans to panic. OSINT613 shared 31 minutes ago that Reza Pahlavi was hit with orange paint by an Islamic regime supporter outside his press conference in Berlin. Streetwise noted half an hour ago that the aircraft carrier George Bush has entered the Middle East region under CENTCOM. Now for more on these stories. Starting with the latest from Ynet, Israel is poised for a potential strike on Iran, pending U.S. approval. This follows the IDF's discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store near Metula, which could signal increased tension along the northern border. The implications for regional stability are significant, with both sides on high alert. Turning to the report from Mariv, the situation in southern Lebanon remains tense, with the IDF uncovering a Hezbollah command post inside a civilian store. Reports of an Israeli drone strike in the area underscore the precariousness of the current ceasefire. The civilian population in southern Lebanon faces increased uncertainty as military activities continue nearby. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights President Trump's assertion that he directed the U.S. Navy to engage Iranian threats in the Strait of Hormuz. This aggressive stance stems from what he describes as internal turmoil within Iran. The geopolitical stakes remain high as the region watches for potential escalations. In earlier reporting from JTA, Tel Aviv's central bus station has become a haven for foreign workers during the ongoing conflict with Iran. This highlights the vulnerability and displacement experienced by non-citizens amid the war. As the conflict drags on, these workers face continued hardship and uncertainty. Finally, from JNS, the firing of an anti-tank missile by Hezbollah into southern Lebanon represents a breach of the ceasefire agreement. This development raises questions about the durability of the truce brokered by the U.S. The risk of further military engagement remains a serious concern for both Israelis and Lebanese civilians. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Cox Automotive has acquired Israeli startup Fullpath for hundreds of millions, signaling a major push into AI technology. This acquisition places the Jerusalem-based startup at the center of Cox's data strategy globally. Separately, Globes reports that Mobileye shares surged after the company's strong quarter performance exceeded analysts' expectations. The auto tech firm posted significant revenue and raised its annual guidance, reflecting its robust growth trajectory. And finally, from Mariv Business, an Israeli defense tech fund has invested millions in a U.S. AI company co-founded by Mike Pompeo's son. This investment marks a significant collaboration and highlights growing ties in the tech sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.